Welcome to the Godly Civics Seminar, our escape from the division of politics in glory to our Abba Father. Our message is our call to arms to the body of Christ. When the Lion of Judah joins the Lion of America, the darkness trembles. The Lion of America is in the body of Christ. Our introduction. American Christianity is about to achieve the most significant victory since the Protestant Reformation. Not with blood, but ballots like thunder rolling across our nation. Note, we use Abba Father as our relationship name with our God. Abba is an Aramaic word Jesus used three times, signifying the most intimate relationship between a father and child. As members of our Abba Father's family, we have a big job to do in our family business: redeem his 1776 creation, Eden 2.0. Why would he ever answer a prayer for a devil's political party when his 1776 creation cries out, "Look at me, our history"? Our Abba Father created liberty in Eden when he told Adam and Eve to subdue the earth. How else could anyone subdue the earth except to unpack the laws of nature that hold our universe together and determine all outcomes? Jeremiah 33:25. It is the outcomes everyone has missed. Liberty, our Abba Father's sovereign state for humankind, is the heart of his 1776 creation. Why? Because it produces the best outcome for the most people. It is the law of nature. But the Nahas, devil, turned the page so fast in Eden, no one looks at Genesis for liberty. The family unit, tribe, was the government until the first king took power, Narmer of Egypt, in 3100 BC, the king remained the world's nation's government, except for early Israel, until 1776, after our Abba Father sent the pilgrims to a virgin land to start a new nation with him in our hearts and government driven by his laws of nature. Never human whims, ideologies, political parties, or despotic rulers. That is our First Amendment in the Bill of Rights. The laws of nature, self-evident truths, are the foundation of our Declaration of Independence. Our Abba Father's laws of nature are like the sun and rain. They are for everyone. No faith required. Our founders researched all of world history with our Abba Father's hand to design his 1776 creation. Repeatable scientific data from observation, research, and experience are the only righteous debates. The liberty debate was settled in 1787. Nothing about its grace or ordination has changed. Our USA is our Abba Father's second ordained nation, his 1776 creation in liberty to freely image him. Give unto Caesar, Scripture's biblical worldview, makes no sense when there is no more Caesar. Isaiah 9:6, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder. We are working for Jesus, our challenge. As created in 1787, we the people are the sovereign owners of our government. But we have never exercised our power because our founders were so afraid of mob rule in a democracy that our only power is choosing our representatives. We must get it right in glory to our Abba Father. Sadly, our founders made four fatal oversights in their design that they could not foresee. They never saw self-evident truth being removed from society. They never saw the states giving up their sovereignty to a political party or the federal government. They never saw unrighteous representatives serving their party power, not their district. They never saw political parties defeating their complex design of separated powers. The devil's political parties have exploited all four oversights to become we the people's new king. When the blue party wins by even a tiny majority, they assume their progressive platform is also ratified, resulting in major changes in our USA with a simple majority, ignoring our constitutional safeguards. That is why political parties cannot save our Abba Father's 1776 creation, Eden 2.0. P16, Lincoln, created the Red Party to launch his new birth of freedom, and the Blue Party was back in power in less than 50 years, with P28, launching the progressive death march we are in today. At no time since has the Red Party stood for liberty, and it cannot save us. Our founders would have gone to war to stop the 16th Amendment, IRS, and progressivism. P4547 has commandeered the Red Party with MAGA, but here is the rub. Like with P40, our other great modern president, we herald the man, the exact opposite of our Abba Father's 1776 creation. Not the principles they govern by, learned from experience and repeated. And when their term ends, the Blue Party destroys it all, just like with P40 and what P46 did after P45. Imagine 200-plus years of seeking the best for the most, instead of a pickleball match every 2 years to decide which party raids our treasury. The truth is, our founders hated political parties, but they have a First Amendment right to assemble. Federalist 10 eviscerates them, and P1 called them frightful despotism. Please pray on that. We the People's WMD. We peg 1787.com. We the People's Principles of Effective Governing is 2,400-plus statements of governing principles divided into 6 groups, 23 core principles, and 119 subsets of principle statements, all to be scored 0 to 10 in level of agreement by every candidate who wants to earn the Body of Christ vote. Godly Civics with We Peg 1787 is the first time we the people can truly exercise our power by revealing and controlling our representatives. Please pray on that. Pray some more. We Peg 1787 is a forced debate that levels the playing field for first-time candidates and neuters the power of dark money and the politics of personal destruction. That is our WMD. We Peg 1787 is also the greatest liberty teaching tool ever. Everyone who digests it is liberated. Our victory. Under no circumstances can our founders' 4 fatal oversights be left in place. That is our marching orders. Until today, no one understood that the laws of nature, governing principles, determine all outcomes. That is a Holy Spirit reveal in concert with all the Blue Party malfeasance being revealed for our victory. We are in a new Holy Spirit awakening, similar to what our founders experienced and defeated the mighty British Empire. All we need today is righteous ballots, thanks to our Abba Father in 1776. Only the Body of Christ can save our Abba Father's 1776 creation. It is the only group large enough with the required motivation, glorifying our Abba Father in all we do. If we do not see our Abba Father's hand in his 1776 creation, we do not see the devil's war against Jesus waged on earth against nations and people, Isaiah 9:6. Unlike the devil's politics shunned by most pulpit leaders, stand against the wiles of the devil is a command, and the laws of nature are our Abba Father's creation. No denomination, pulpit leader, or body member is exempt from engaging. Pick up your cross. Putting in the work. Godly Civics is a new old paradigm and must be learned like any holy Bible study. Next, go to godlycivics.com and listen to We Peg 1787, Group 6, The Body of Christ, 32 minutes. Next, listen to the Godly Civics Band's 12 songs that tell the story in joyful worship, 48 minutes. Then, reassign an hour a day for 10 days to go through the 3 websites. Pastors can staff it out. When ready, send this call to everyone you can. Go and make godly citizens. Until the body dominates the 2026 midterm with our own representatives, and in 2028 elect P48 as the first We Peg 1787 president. The Body of Christ holds our Abba Father's 1776 creation in our hands. You can also send libertycivics.com with We Peg 1787 to secular people and organizations. If in California and would like to schedule a presentation, contact 1787 at godlycivics.com. Godspeed.